Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon here. Todd Mitchell.
You're sleeping on the cot at the K-Fire Studios, are you,
John? Well, fortunately, we have a nice, great, big sectional. Well, you see it when you first come in the door. That's now my
bedroom. You're on the couch. You're on the couch.
Yep, I'm doing the couch surf until this thing is over. It's just about as epic as I remember.
The commute is much shorter, though.
So. It is.
It is. Not as bad, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the question we have for you. Serious question. How bad is it? How bad is it? This is day three now. And how much snow did you get? How bad is it? Because this one is a doozy. And what's amazing is for those of us blessed to live in the bubble of Snowmageddon 2022... Like, literally, today we got a little bit of snow, finally. But otherwise, it was like typical winter day.
Well, 99 times out of 100, Fargo gets nailed, Bismarck gets next to nothing and goes, where did it all go? So this is, I guess, that one time in 100 where we get it this time, but we will rebuild.
Leaving Lakes Country this morning, it was just kind of raining, really no snow. Hit that about Holly on the way to Fargo-Moorhead, and here it is. But points west, forget about it.
Governor Walz is not allowing you guys to have snow. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's why we can't have nice things.
He's handing out Walz checks. Yeah. I love that. Walz checks. Yeah, good one. Anyway, here's the deal. We do want to hear from folks. What I really want people to understand is what it's like on the ranch in a storm like this. And the worry you have, the concern you have for your livelihood, number one. So certainly there's a financial worry to it, but also, you know, you just worry you're not doing enough. And how do you get to these cattle? And are they eating? Are they getting the hay? Are they getting the water? Is the the ponds froze over? What? It's just wow. It's tough stuff. So I asked my friend Doug Hilly to kind of give us a little day in the life of a rancher in the middle of this. He is a rancher south of Mandan, St. Anthony area, Chimney Butte Ranch. And love to hear from others as well. Put the ranchers to the front of the line today. Just tell us what it's been like the last couple of days. If nothing else, we can include you in our prayers and have a little sense of what it is. Because there's inconvenience, can't get to work, this is closed, that's closed, right? That's one thing. But this is literally life or death and the livelihood, folks, in these times. And I think the vast majority of people don't understand what that's like. So maybe this will help us all understand a little bit. Also today, Tom Homan will join us for the latest at the border. It's awful, 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 awful. Drugs are pouring across, human trafficking pouring across. It is a man-made, Joe Biden-designed disaster. Tom Homan will have details, former head of ICE. He was in a role of, that position, United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, from Reagan through Trump. Phenomenal. He'll join us on the program today. John Hinderacher, from the Center of the American Experiment, Jim the Flagpole Guy, and Bakken Energy CEO Mike Hopkins for an update on that project as well, where they're at with that. So all that today and your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome here on the program. Doug Hilly, rancher friend, how are you, sir?
Doing well. As good as can be expected. How's that?
Got to be just worn out. Not one, not two, but three days of this. My goodness. How are you guys doing?
Well, things are looking up. It's not snowing from up above. It's blowing quite severely right now. But visibility is greatly improved over yesterday. I think we'll be out doing some things shortly. It's not going to be nice and it's not going to be pretty, but we'll get more done today than we did yesterday. There's just tremendous, tremendous amount of snow to move, though. I mean, just to put a cow in the corral, you're going to have to get in and clean the corrals up before you can put cattle in, before you can put a bale down. you push a pile of snow so the cows don't trample it down, and so they can actually walk up to the hay that you put down. It's a little bit challenging, to say the least.
So getting them the hay and making sure they have the ability to drink water, that's the two biggest worries in the middle of not being able to get from point A to point B, right?
Well, if they can get by without it for a little while, you can skip a day or, something like that for it. The cattle will lick some snow, which is brings their body temperature down, but they will not dehydrate too badly. So that part, as soon as the wind breaks, the cattle will get out and they will go for water. And there'll be a lead call that breaks trail and the rest of them will follow if we don't have it dozed open by that time. But, it's tough on them and it's tough on us. And, you mentioned financially. I don't think it's as tough financially on us. Don't get me wrong. Every time you lose an animal, it's well over $1,000 of any kind. And, but the mental anguish you go through wondering, did you do enough? Can I do more? What did I do wrong? Those are the challenges that, are probably harder to take than the physical or economic losses that we're going to have.
And
okay, it's just,
yeah. And you got to be careful too. You're in the middle of a blizzard. You can't see. You mentioned, I called earlier just to chat with Doug and see how things were going there and talk about being, having cattle 1,000 feet from the house, but not being able to see the house. You know, pretty soon you're going the wrong way and, can't get back and no visibility. So you got to be very diligent and, amidst being just exhausted. So. It's just want people to understand.
Well, as you well know, we've got fairly decent protection, and even at that, we are to the point of four wheeler with tracks to get around until we really get serious about pushing snow. And I'm glad we didn't push snow because where the drifts were yesterday, they're not, and where it was cleaned off yesterday, we have drifts. The snow or the wind changed directions and moved a lot of snow from point A to point B. And, of course, none of it was put in the right place as far as we're concerned.
And throwing calving season, right?
Yeah, we're in the midst of this. This is one of the busiest weeks we'll probably have for the year. And it's demanding. We've adopted cameras. And in part of our management strategy, we ultrasound all of our cattle and call due dates. So virtually everything that's due within the next 10 to 12 days, we had up close and we just stuffed them in the barn. We've got water in the barn. So we put up a couple of little troughs and we water the cattle, but, you can't get fresh feed into them. You can't, get as good a bedding into them as you want. There's just only so much room to move around. So, it's better than having them outside. And, we do spend a lot of time sitting in front of the screen watching for another calf to come out so we can get it slipped into a nice dry pan of some sort.
I want to just give you a chance to mention too that there's some landowners gathering to discuss the Northern Plains Connector power line that's bringing power from Montana to somewhere around the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation there. I know that there have been some less than desirable conversations with some of these people, and therefore some folks are going to get together Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Baymont in Mandan. What do you hope to accomplish with that, Doug?
Well, what we hope to accomplish is add more people to the bargaining group. Of the negotiations group, people from Montana got on this thing right away and they have organized most of the landowners from Baker, Montana east to the Amadon area. And they are steadily moving east. We are trying to get, organized in this area and the attorney who's working with that group will be in Bismarck on Wednesday to talk to us on why we should negotiate as a group, the advantages, and some of the pitfalls to look for during negotiations if you join the group or not. So there's it's an informational meeting. It's for anybody who's going to be impacted by this power line. If you've got the letter that they want access to come onto your property or they would like to buy an easement, you should attend the meeting. Even if you don't negotiate as a group, you might learn something for doing your individual negotiations. But as we found during the Dakota Access negotiations, the sooner you get the group formed, the sooner the landmen go away and they quit bothering you, and they're kind of SOBs. For the most part, and they quit hassling you, and
for the life of
life
me,
was back to normal.
For the life of me, anybody that thinks you can send an SOB to a landowner and accomplish anything is beyond me. I just don't know. And you hear it too often. Some of these people that get hired for these things are just, and very often it's figured out, and then later they say, well, that wasn't the best approach. But 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Baymont, if nothing else, good conversation to get together and talk about it amongst friends. Thank you, Doug. Take care.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Texas says, yeah, this is a memorable blizzard for sure, but I think the blizzard of 1966 was worse. Oh, my God.
I've heard that from a few people, too. And, yeah, I mean, that's the one that you, if those of us who were just a little bit younger, I was like two, so I don't remember that one. But
me
there
too.
Some of the images of the guy, the power guy is standing next to the power pole looking down at the top of the power pole. So that kind of is really indicative of what they were up against. So glad to have missed that one.
That's classic optimism from a North Dakota rancher right there, right? Well, it's worse than 66.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
It always depends on the year, and, you know, we've seen this before.
Let us know what to pray for. Whatever, you know, you can just hear in Doug's voice. It's stressful.
Oh, yeah.
It is really hard. So yeah. We're praying to what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it helps to know what you're going through. So just let us know. Don't be afraid to call and let us walk a mile in your shoes here a little bit. Or shoot us a text. You can call us at 258-0550. You can text us at 237-1590. Brought to you today by our friends at ABM. That's Advanced Business Methods. Celebrating 50 years in business. Today's printers are really high-end computers. And what Advanced Business Methods does is work with you to keep them secure, plus provide the quality output and reliability. Because the hackers, they can get to your servers through your printers. So you really need to keep that in mind in this day and age of cyber warfare happening everywhere. There's a lot of extortion efforts that go on that way. Oh, you want back in your computers? Well, pay me. It's happening. This ransomware, and people pay it. These big companies pay it. Don't let that happen to you. Go online to find out more. ABMnow.com, ABMnow.com. 258-0550. Let's go to Jay in Glen Ullin, North Dakota. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind?
Not quite as bad out here as it was 18 or 20,000 years ago. But just from newest.
Todd here we go again. Yeah.
Todd Mitchell's storm of the century is just about over with.
Yeah, exactly.
Last century it was Stephen King's storm of the century. Now it's Todd Mitchell's storm of the century.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I'm scarier than Steve. That's high praise there, I guess.
You're a god of some sort, right? So I figured I'd mention that. 28.8 inches of snow.
That's what you got at Glen Ullin.
Yeah, until 9 a.m. this morning. Now, it started at 4:30 a.m. Tuesday morning, and it looked like it was going to let up Tuesday night a little bit, and then it got worse really bad last night, and the wind increased in the northwest. And we had to have it was just bad with real bad ground drifting now.
It is a blessing for moisture, obviously, long term, right?
Mostly a dry, open winter out here. We had some 6 inches of snow at the end of December, pretty much. That's the most snow we had for the winter out here. And that it's going to be good from that on a moisture point of view.
Yeah, and how was the thaw? I mean, was it far enough along?
There was nothing on the ground here. Monday morning, Monday night, you looked around and. A snowstorm, what are they talking about? Everything's open and how if the sky is clear and there's no wind. Then Tuesday morning, here came the wind with the overcast, and by 4:30 a.m. it arrived. That just hasn't quit since. It hasn't quit.
Wow.
But this one beats 1997. Out here in 1997, we had 26.1 inches of snow. And this one beats it now. We're at 28.8.
Did you know the Grand Forks Herald?
There's just a little bit of flakes in the air yet, but it's mostly ground blizzard-like stuff now.
Yeah. Did you know the Grand Forks Herald names blizzards? Did you know they put they named blizzards. And in 97...
The Weather Channel was doing that, too. I think in 2013 they had something called Xerxes that went by here, dropped about 18 inches of snow, and I thought it was kind of foolish to name a snowstorm, but, you know.
Yeah, funny story,
Saturn,
though.
The winter storm Xerxes, and the Weather Channel did that for a while.
Yeah.
Funny story for you. 97, they named the flood Blizzard Hannah. They named the flood. They named the blizzard that came before the flood.
Yep.
Blizzard Hannah. We have a daughter, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And this storm.
she appreciated that.
It's Blizzard Haley. And we have a Haley.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Really?
You can blame the Hannah family for the blizzards, I guess. What in the world?
2009, we had something like 22.7 inches, I think, at the end of March 2009. And just a week before that, there was another one that was over a foot of snow. We had a pretty rough winter then, 2009. But this one is at the most at one time. It beats at least 1997. So I have to look back even in another notebook to see what November 1991 was really a bad winter, too.
Jay, thanks for the update. 28.9 inches in Glen Ullin.
Wow.
How bad is it? Our question of the day. He answered that pretty good. A listener says by text, anyone got Al Gore's number? Just wanted to let him know he blew 13 inches of global warming yesterday. We blew 13 inches of global warming yesterday.
That's
Al Gore.
Standing.
Paging Al Gore. Another texture. I want to thank Jimmy Carter for starting the Department of Education. It was the benchmark that took us from the top in the world to the bottom.
Yep. Wow.
Enough with the all the letters. How about male and female, period? There you go.
And what do we get for the $300 billion that the DOE spends every year? What do we get? Some standardized tests and some Common Core. I think that's about it. Add it up.
It's alarming. Alarming. That's for sure. 2580550, our telephone number. We have some guests coming up on the program today, but I want to spend as much time as possible just understanding how bad things are. Todd has been updating us here, just to let us know, he's not making this up, with photos of the world headquarters for KFIR on East Rosser in Bismarck. And seriously, there's more snow out the window than there is light. Like these windows and your doors, it's just like unbelievable.
Yeah. I have seen snow actually go to the top of our front door at the building, so we haven't quite achieved that yet, but yeah, this is still pretty epic here.
East Rosser and Bismarck. You get, you know, darn near enough snow to cover the windows and the doors within, what, a foot or so of doing it right now. Just unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Travel conditions are still tough. There is some reports that I-94 will open up after lunch sometime today, is what they're anticipating. The snow, the blizzard warning has been dropped, right? They ended that a little bit early.
Yeah, I believe so.
So hopefully these winds die down and they can push some snow. I also saw a photo from the Highway Patrol yesterday of just these massive drifts under the overpasses by Richardton. Phenomenal.
Well, actually, the blizzard warning for the western close to half is still in effect till 7, although as you get further over around Jamestown, James River Valley, in that area, it did drop. But yeah, out to the west, there is still a blizzard warning till 7.
All right. So the blizzard warning that dropped is only for a portion of North Dakota.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, part of it did drop.
All right, Shannon in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hey, Blizzard 1966 story. Todd,
I am all ears. Do me a favor, Shannon, hold that thought, because if this is a story about 1966, we need the time to let you tell it, and we're going to go to a break here in a moment. So can you hang on, Shannon?
Sure.
Texter says, out here in the country, we're doing well. Prayers for the farmers and ranchers. Hubby said we're getting rich with all our banks on our property. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Got some banks on the property now, yeah.
Yeah.
H.J. Thompson & Sons brings you today's What's On Your Mind. They are the indoor air quality pros for your home, for your business. They're doing it for the biggest of the big, schools and long-term care facilities. Why not let them do it for you? Clean that air. H.J.Thompson&Sons.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia to it. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York officials are reporting the arrest of the suspected subway shooter. 62-year-old Frank James was taken into custody without incident after he called Crime Stoppers on himself and took a walk through East Village to await police. A Michigan police officer fatally shot a man after a lengthy fight and was kneeling on his body after pulling him over for expired tags on his car. Video released by police on Wednesday showed 26-year-old Patrick Lyoya, an immigrant from the Congo, was resisting arrest when a Grand Rapids police officer shot him on the morning of April 4th. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department on Wednesday. Billionaire Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, how bad is it? Our question for anybody digging out or continuing to do everything you can to get by in a blizzard, which does continue out west till 7 o'clock tonight, the blizzard warning. So be careful, folks. And loved hearing a little bit of an update on a ranch at St. Anthony. Our friend Doug Hilly, and welcome others as well. Just let us know, so we can add you to our prayer list of what the heck's going on. Tough times right now. Shannon and Bismarck want to tell us about the 1966 blizzard. Some people are suggesting this one isn't as bad as 1966. I don't imagine too many people take a lot of solace in that. But what's your story about the 66 blizzard, Shannon?
First of all, I just want to tell everybody you're going to hear it here first. During the break, I threw a wrench into Elon Musk's plans. I went on and raised his bid by a dollar to buy Twitter.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm sure he's shaking in his boots right now. Yeah.
He has 8 minutes to up his bid. So, but anyway.
You're just going to put that in your credit card, right?
I hope so. Yeah. Or I hope I have a good banker. But so Blizzard 1966 around Bismarck here. I was not alive then, but my good friend Gus Becker, if you remember, Gus Becker, sports and news here in Bismarck, worked at KBOM radio. Blizzard of 66, he got a call on his home phone and said, Gus, we need you to go be like Todd. We need you to go work and cover this and tell people what's going on. So a snowplow come and got him, plowed him to the grocery store, got groceries, plowed him out to the studio out on the strip, and was out there for however many days, 4 or 5 days. Blizzard was over, got to go home, and he got a call from the owner, whoever owned the radio station at that time, brought him in and said, we need you to come in. And Gus said on the way in, he said, I just knew it. They were going to let me go. I was getting fired. They were going to, something happened, and he got in there, and they gave him $500 for his work.
Wow.
Through that. And he said he could not believe it, how $500 at that time changed everything. And
I'd be happy with $500 now.
Well, 1966, well, $500 was real money, first of all.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of money.
Right. So,
yeah.
So a 1966 Ford Mustang sold, list price was $2,500, to give you an idea.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That's great. That's
story.
Awesome. Good reward. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking Todd's not going to get that kind of bonus. He and Phil Parker probably, they haven't gotten the word down in San Antonio how hard those guys are working.
Well, you didn't complete the sentence. We'll get $500 in trade for someplace or something.
Oh, good, yeah. A little cottage cafe. They can eat there for a month. I love it.
That'd be cool.
Thanks, Shannon. That's
That'd
a cool right story. We have our guest coming up to talk about Bakken Energy in a moment, so I want to get to that. But quickly, Eddie in Minot had a comment. Go ahead, Eddie. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'd like to say thanks to the KF Wire team for all the information they give us on all the storms. Our local radio station in the town here, we all we get is replays of country music and then about a minute of news. We got nothing on the storm, hardly, except a couple shots during the news. But the boys at KFYR and girls, they kept us informed. I'm very lucky I get a weak signal, but I can listen to them. So I really appreciate them, guys, and have a good day.
Thanks, Eddie.
None of the girls made it for what it's worth. It's just me and Phil, but appreciate the kind words. That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly.
Thank
for what it's worth. You know, really
save your legs.
Go ahead. I'd make an ugly girl, just so you know.
Listen, this is what radio's for. It's a public service. So whether it's road conditions, weather, warnings, news. Information is what radio is for. So nice of you to recognize the team that's doing it. Eddie, appreciate the call. Let me welcome to the program the CEO of Bakken Energy, Mike Hopkins. We talked to Mike not long ago after an announcement was made about a collaboration with Mitsubishi and a project in North Dakota. Wanted to get an update on the project, just find out how things are coming and tracking. One of the, $35 billion in projects that are on the drawing board for North Dakota. So a lot happening, and this is one that certainly is fascinating as well on the the future of the energy industry in North Dakota. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys, as well as your listeners.
So, first of all, start for those that are not familiar with Bakken Energy to tell us a little bit about this company, this project.
Our company, Bakken Energy, was founded by my partner, the chairman of the company, Steve Lebo, it's been over 4 years now, and we started out looking at, I'd say, a broad picture of natural gas in North Dakota and what can you do with it that's better than what's currently been doing. I think it's pretty widely known in North Dakota that while oil's been great, natural gas has been a problem, kind of a byproduct of the oil. And there's, I think, a broad-based desire, whether you're in the oil and gas business or you're not, but you're living there, that you've got to do something better with the natural gas. It's abundant. It should be valuable. So we looked at that as what should you do with it, and over, it's a period of about 2 years where we came to the conclusion that the best thing that you could do with North Dakota natural gas, the most impactful, would be to take it and turn it into clean hydrogen. So using the natural gas as your feedstock, extracting the hydrogen, and then to have it clean, you capture the carbon and sequester it, which, by the way, is another great thing about North Dakota is that in terms of natural resources, you've got this almost uniquely good geology when it comes to sequestering carbon. So that's how we got to be focused on clean hydrogen. And then I think what really made this project exciting was we working with Basin Electric, who we've known for a while, as we went through this sort of educational period about what you could do with natural gas. Working with Basin, we had looked in the past at the Great Plains Synfuels plant about what could you do with that. It was, I think everybody knows, it's been struggling financially for a long time. And when we decided we wanted to do hydrogen, rather than start from scratch, we looked at what's there and realized that has a whole lot of the equipment that you need already in place to actually produce clean hydrogen on a very large scale. Not only that, if you would repurpose that facility instead of start from scratch, you'd obviously get a big head start in terms of coming to market with your product. We also achieved an extraordinarily low, it's being validated by the Department of Energy as the lowest cost of production of clean hydrogen in the country. So when we come online in 2027, our cost of clean hydrogen will be, about half our closest competitor. I guess last but not least, it's jobs. And I think that hits closest to home for your listeners and people in North Dakota generally. The people that were working at the Dakota Gasification Company, they were under imminent threat of losing their jobs. This redevelopment project guarantees that all 500 people that are working there will continue to work there all during the redevelopment. That's going to take us 4 to 5 years. And then their future will be in clean hydrogen, which obviously I'm me and my colleagues are very bullish about and confident about as a big new industry for North Dakota. And I don't think it's just going to be us. If this works the way we want it to work, there'll be all kinds of other companies coming to North Dakota because of the clean hydrogen supply. So I'm excited about it. I think it's a whole new, obviously it's another energy business, but a whole new energy business for North Dakota.
Who will be your customers for the hydrogen, and what will the hydrogen displace in the way of power? What space will it fill?
Well, it doesn't displace anything in terms of power. Our focus is not power. It's something that you can do with hydrogen if you want to, but that's not what we're doing at our project. Our project is going to be focused on two markets, both of them having to do with our location. I guess one thing for your listeners to understand when they think about hydrogen is you can do almost anything that you want with hydrogen as an energy source or an energy carrier. That's a cool feature that you can do anything. It's also a danger of it is you can end up doing kind of stupid stuff with it because you can do anything. You can experiment and try it in whatever, you know, you could cook with it. You can heat with it. You could run a car with it. You can have a plane go with it. You can do anything. When I think about it and when my colleagues think about hydrogen, we're not thinking about what could you possibly do with it, but what should you do with it? What's the highest valued use of it? So that brings us back to here we are in Beulah, North Dakota. That's where we're located. We're going to produce very large quantities of clean hydrogen at this very low cost. The most obvious thing for us to do with it is the Great Plains Syncrus plant presently produces ammonia, anhydrous ammonia fertilizer. There is a great market for that product today. There's been a market for quite some time. If anything, it's a market that's been getting better over time, especially with the Russia-Ukraine crisis has made it a very scarce and valuable commodity. So we have the ability, the present ability, and we'll have the ability when we're producing hydrogen to make ammonia. The difference will be instead of making it from either gasified coal or making it from natural gas, which will be, I'll say, a relatively high carbon fertilizer, we have the opportunity, and we're going to take advantage of it, to produce a very, very low carbon fertilizer by making the ammonia from our clean hydrogen. That is good in a bunch of respects. The USDA just came out with $250 million in grants to encourage low-carbon fertilizer. There's, I think, a growing demand in the market for low-carbon fertilizer, and we will be there with very low-carbon, very low-cost fertilizer. That takes up about, I'm going to say, a little about 20%, let's say, of the total clean hydrogen we can produce. The rest we're looking at and in negotiations with buyers in the trucking industry, long-haul trucking. When I said that you can use hydrogen for, like, whatever, and I talked about cars and planes, one of the actual, I would say, very logical, sensible uses of hydrogen is as a replacement for diesel in large, long-haul, heavy-duty trucks. The trucking industry, if you talk to people as we do in the truck stop business or those that manufacture trucks, including Daimler, the biggest truck company in the world, they've decided that they're going to be transitioning over time from diesel towards either, I'd say this applies more to the lighter-duty trucks, battery electric or hydrogen. Whether that's hydrogen fuel cell or you just burn hydrogen in an internal combustion engine. And the trucking industry, they've got these major corridors around the country. One of them is the upper Midwest, and we're sort of square dab right in the upper Midwest. So we had these companies come to us wanting to know, could we be a Midwest source of very large volumes, reliably produced, which we can do because it's a constant flow of natural gas into our facility, of the low-cost hydrogen that they want. And we're pretty much, I'd say, sold out. We've got more demand than we can supply. We're just looking at who will pay the highest price.
Fascinating. More questions for our guest, the CEO of Bakken Energy, Mike Hopkins, talking hydrogen and a project that is underway in North Dakota. And also bring some good news to the Great Plains Syncrus plant at Beulah. More of that after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
He's one of America's most controversial billionaires, George Soros. All across America, Soros is funding far-left district attorneys for office. And once elected, these district attorneys oppose bail, they want early release for criminals, and in some cases won't even prosecute felony offenders. It's no wonder crime is spiking in major cities and our police are under fire. Now Rob Schmidt looks at the shocking situation on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m., and find out the real truth about George Soros and the dangerous district attorneys endangering our cities. You can find Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Let them know you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TVs, or start streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. Switch today and watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, what's on your mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go conveniences on if you can get there. You know, Valley City, pulled pork or French dip sandwich for the locals anyway, until they reopen 94. Chip beef or beef tips with gravy, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That's a go. 12th and I-29 and meatball sub today. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Glendon Salisbury Steak, mac and beef hot dish in Yulin. How's Highway 10 today, Ken?
Wet a little bit till you get to about Holly and then a little snow covered. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not nearly as much on this end of the neighborhood as there is out west.
Very good.
Snow-wise.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, thank
taking
you.
One for the team here.
Thinking about you, buddy.
Thanks.
Texas says, a couple of comments from our listeners today regarding the blizzard. Farmers and ranchers are, of course, the eternal optimists. We're in town now after 40 years of farming. I felt the worst situation was losing power for days due to strong wind and ice buildup on electric lines. Private generators saved us.
I bet.
Saw a text yesterday from Combe where there's some power outages, so I know it's there's been a little bit of that, but not widespread. Texter says the North Dakota farmers and ranchers are heroes. Another says those drifts are hard as a rock. Be careful trying to bust your way through. Texter says my grandfather shoveling snow on the farm in the 40s. That's tough.
Oh, yeah.
Travel a Pettibone payloader or FWA loader only today. There you go. Back with our conversation with Bakken Energy CEO Mike Hopkins, an update on what's happening with this project. Let's talk a little bit about the timeline of what you see. First, I guess you mentioned a major piece, the purchase of the Great Plains Synfuels plant. When do you anticipate Bakken Energy owning that? And then what will that begin in the way of a timeline towards this hydrogen project that you're talking about long term? It's not quick. It's not a slow process, right?
No, this is a big project. This project has a capital cost that's in excess of $2 billion, and it's complicated. It's taking an existing facility and doing a significant redevelopment of it. So, yeah, it's time-consuming. It's complicated. It takes a lot of engineering resources that we brought to the table. The timeline is we're on schedule to actually purchase and take possession of the facility not later than April 2023. Our desire, and Basin shares this desire, is that to the extent we can do this faster, we all want to. So there's a reasonable prospect that we can actually get this done this year, and that would allow us to begin the redevelopment work as early as the start of next year. That redevelopment process will take us about 4 years, during which time the facility is going to operate pretty much exactly the way it has operated, right down to it'll actually be Basin and the Dakota Gasification Company that will be managing the facility on our behalf. So we don't want to go in and change the way it's operating. We want to be doing, our focus is going to be on the actual redevelopment work. So we've been able to work this out with Basin, with our engineers, with our partners, so that the plant will operate as it has operated. The people working will continue to do their regular jobs. And then as we get to the point where we can cut over to hydrogen, a lot of the people will be doing exactly the same thing that they were doing before, working with the same equipment, same processes. Some will have some retraining to be adopting the new equipment that's come in to allow us to do the clean hydrogen. And that takes us to, early 2027. We'll be in full-scale hydrogen production, producing, it's about 348,000 tons per year gross of clean hydrogen, very, very low carbon, extremely low carbon. It'll be leading in the industry when it comes to making low carbon hydrogen from natural gas and serving our customers as well as making our own low carbon fertilizer. So we're excited about it. We're happy with the schedule. It's so far, I'd say, going better than planned, which is always good. And we hope to do for North Dakota what North Dakota has done before. I think North Dakota has this wonderful tradition and history of value add. I think I learned it from one of our key advisors, Gene Nicholas, about his role in North Dakota in creating a value add industry in agriculture. And that's kind of how we look at Bakken Energy about what we're doing. We're value add. We're taking natural gas, adding value. In this case, I'd say the ultimate value, in that we're producing something we haven't had in North Dakota before, we haven't really had in this country before, this idea of clean, low-carbon hydrogen, and putting it to work, including all the economic development benefits that will come with that in terms of jobs, new industry. It's why we've enjoyed, while it's cost us a lot of money, and it will continue to cost us a lot of money, we have been very, very grateful and appreciative of the public support we've had in terms of state government. We've been the beneficiary of a grant and a loan from the North Dakota Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, as well as we're lined up, I think, and in a very good position to get the support of the Department of Energy in terms of loan guarantees and grants, all of which is important to, I think, anybody in the clean hydrogen business. It is a new business, and as we said at the beginning of this, all of these things are big, complicated, time-consuming, and expensive.
only have a half a minute for this answer, but a listener says, sounds like you're getting rid of coal workers and coal when the clean hydrogen is up and running. Is that...
No, we're not terminating anybody. I guess I'd say everybody at the DGC facility is a coal worker in the sense that they work with coal. Not one of those people is going to be losing their job. Not only will they continue to be employed by us, but they'll be employed long in the future in the hydrogen industry.
Mike, appreciate the update today. Thanks a bunch for the time. And to look forward to following the progress of Bakken Energy, which, of course, is a 50-50 partner with Mitsubishi, an international player, happening right here. Sounds like a lot of jobs and a lot of promise for the future. Thanks for the time today.
My pleasure. Love to join you.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. We're kind of caring West Fargo till I can with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.